Some of it you gon' like, some of it you ain't. Tired of hearing fools complaining in barber chairs and beauty shops.
This is Truth Brothers Radio.
That's more like it.
If you're not listening to the Truth Brothers,
this is Truth.
Truth Brothers Radio. Hello, everybody. I'm Ray.
And I'm Devon.
And we are the Truth Brothers. The number to give us a call is 818-514-1202. 818-514-1202.
Or, as always, you can hit us up at our email at wewanttruth@att.net. And truth is spelled T-R-U-F.
And you already know we're standing by on Facebook, Twitter. And we got the chat room open on Blog Talk for your questions and comments. Hello, fellas.
All right. And that
what
voice you hear
is
the super incredible producer, Supreme Candace.
Hello, hello, everybody. Sounds good, man. How's everybody?
I'm so good at the minute. So, how was everybody's week?
Oh man, my week was straight, man. I had a great week. I have to admit that. I had a pretty good week, man.
I can't complain too much.
Had my little son's birthday party yesterday.
Cool.
So.
Very productive week, and hope everybody had a great Monday. Was it windy enough for you?
Man, and I was riding the motorcycle today.
Yeah, it's
light too, man. I don't like that.
I seen that wind blowing trucks around today, man. It was no joke.
Yeah, I got off the ground a couple times. It's not good, but but so far it was still pretty decent outside though. I had to get in. I mean, for it to be the time it is, it's pretty decent weather.
Right. So who we hollering at?
All right. Today we shall holler at Arena Summers. How you doing, Arena Davis? Anthony Davis' mom. Maya Hawkins, hey, how you doing? I know you love Truth Brothers, so we got to holler at you. And got to say what's up to Regina Todd on the real. She's dealing with her brother's death right now, and it's a tough time for her.
Condolences.
Yeah, definitely. Hey, keep your head up, though. It'll be it. Keep your head up.
Hopefully we can make you laugh. Yeah.
We plan on trying to do that. And for DJ's B-Days, we got Melina Pruitt, Denise Lowes. Lowes, I had that right there. It was a right. And my son, like I said, Dejon Patrick. Hey, what's up, little dude? I got your hungry hippos waiting on you. You got to say that.
One more to my dad, David Hall.
Oh.
He just had a birthday on April 12th. So happy belated birthday, Daddy. Love you.
Oh, yeah.
That's great.
That is wonderful.
That's great. That's terrific.
That's just that love.
That's awesome.
That's Daddy's little girl love.
No, that's his, that's great. That's his cold word. That everything great.
Daddy's only girl.
Everything is great.
That's how
I feel. Yeah. Like, oh, Mr. Hall, I got stage 4 cancer. That's great.
Terrific. They getting your chemo ready.
That's great.
That is awesome.
You're gonna lose. You won't have to get haircuts no more. Terrific. All right, and with all that out the way, let's go ahead and jump into the terrible truth.
This is the terrible truth with your terrible anchors, Ray and Devon.
Greetings and salutations. This is Kent Clark with the terrible truth. Homeless man arrested for repeated calls to 911. A homeless man was arrested for calling 911 several times, telling the dispatcher he is proclaiming his love for Jesus. And now.
That's an emergency. I got an emergency.
I love Jesus. David McGurk, 41, called dispatchers at least 8 times on Saturday at 7:41 p.m. McGurk charged with the misuse of a wireless 911 system called dispatchers to complain about D-Land police harassing him as well, the report states. McGurk was located on Howie Avenue, and when D-Land police asked the dispatchers to call the number used to make the calls, McGurk's phone had rung.
How are you homeless with a cell phone?
No, you know, public aid gives out cell phones now.
But yeah, not homes.
But they give out phones.
You need a phone for your box.
Eight.
know.
I got
you. McGurk, but anyway, he was found drinking natural ice beer. Natural ice beer. I've
okay.
never even heard of that.
He wouldn't have got arrested if he was drinking Anaconda. See, that's his fault.
Malt liquor.
That's right. Only malt liquor sponsored by the U.S. government. Can't get in trouble with that.
Whatever. I couldn't find out. I couldn't realize why are you calling 911 just to say, hey, just letting you know I love Jesus.
Just letting you know. Because it's good to know. After.
So you burning up your...
After Easter. Burning up your minutes.
You know, Jesus don't replace them at nights and weekends. So I'm just saying. Jesus only replace... Jesus only give you minutes on Sunday.
That's it.
I don't know what to tell you.
And that was Monday when he did that. So.
There you go. I thought he kept calling saying they still in my house.
These garbage men keep picking up my house, putting it in the back of their truck, ma'am. That's a home invasion, if I'm not mistaken. Is that not home invasion? Well, is it?
I keep losing all my stuff.
By the way, I love Jesus.
Jury's still out on that one.
Whatever. Hey. That's
I don't know what to tell you.
That is so far now.
Joe McGurk, man. I already have it hard.
Oh, well. Man wanted to be Fred Flintstone. Drives home using his feet as brakes. Unsuccessfully.
I'm sure. Oh, this is going to be good. Let me take
what? So wait a minute.
My man wanted to be Fred. Look, the feet of a 24-year-old Detroit area man failed him as he tried to use them to brake his pickup on a busy highway.
And you didn't think that was going to happen.
On a highway.
Hey, he figured he saw Fred do it. He said, at least I got shoes. This should work perfect for me.
So what did he try to do it in a Hummer?
In his pickup.
So wait a minute.
Roseville Police Deputy Chief James Berlin said that the man rolled about 2 miles on Gross Neck Highway while sticking his feet outside the truck in an attempt to stop it, hitting 4 vehicles along the way.
Oh, LG.
Yeah, but never don't.
Man.
Barney, help me. Don't just sit to help me.
I don't know.
Berlin said the man admitted he knew his brakes weren't working, but he wanted to get home because he was tired and had to go to work the next day.
That's a mess.
What did he think? AB, he's sitting there with his boy. His ABS light comes on. Hey, man, what does that mean? Anybody stops. That's what you got to hit your brakes.
You called it a case of ironic decision making.
Putting it lightly. Just, you got to be some kind of stupid.
A special kind of stupid. Like, the car ain't stopping. Well, let me stick my feet out. All right.
These are my thinking shoes. Are you?
All right, Nike, do your stuff.
Nike is the god of victory.
Gotta say so. What's up to I got Justice who's chiming in on this. What's up, Justice?
Right, is he in the room?
He's in the room. All right, as always. Right.
That's what's up, man. But yeah, I didn't understand the purpose of you got brakes,
yeah.
Bro.
Hey man.
You got brakes. That's the purpose.
I don't know what to tell you.
I do.
He just all right. Oh man, the brakes ain't working. But gotta get home.
Yeah.
He slid off the back of that. I wonder how he got in his car too. Did he do it the Fred way?
Yeah. How did you hit? How did you hit 4 cars?
What you mean how? What do you mean how? He went to Hey, you know what? Hey man, come on. If you're trying to stop a pickup with your shoes, I'm surprised he didn't hit more.
Man.
All he hit was 4. I'm sure it's a baby somewhere missing a leg or something. He hit something more than that. Just saying. But hey, that's just me.
Man, it's just sad.
Not really.
It
shows what time we in.
Yeah.
We in the time of idiocy.
Yeah, yeah. Stupid is the new smart. That's what you're saying.
We pouring Powerade on our grass to help it grow. That's what we doing now.
I want a healthy lawn.
Man, no kidding.
Well,
this is why it's called the terrible truth, though. These are the stories.
Yep.
That these are real stories, people.
Yep.
These are real.
This portion of The Terrible Truth is brought to you by Reverend John Donlow's book, I walk with Jesus because he doesn't have a car. That way the brakes don't go out. And since it's after Easter, all the books are half price.
There you go.
But they watch it. They'll rise on the third. prices will rise on the third day.
Yep.
Wow.
For the sheer price of turning in your best friend. We'll give you. Yep, they are now
this silver keychain.
And it says, hey, man, what's silver?
Oh, man. Oh, man. Gotta feel bad for Jesus.
Really?
Come on, man.
I mean,
man.
I do,
yeah,
but I'm
you,
just...
Come on.
I know, but you have to say really to get to you. Yeah, because you feed your boys.
You feed your boys. At the same time, he's snitching to the cops. They arrest Jesus, beat him like a bank robber.
With a rake whip.
With a rake whip.
A rake whip?
You didn't see the Passion of the Christ?
When they whipped him with a rake.
When they whipped, right, with the whip, with the little rakes on each end of the whip. And pull.
Oh, that's not the technical word.
No, that's not
okay.
The real.
I'm sure that's
what the slaves would have called it. That's a rake whip.
Cherry tree.
You don't
want to
get hit with the claw swinger.
Now, still from Bacon here.
What you got there?
They beat him. And if you look at the movie The Passion, the chief of police said, "Hey, just take him into the holding cell." And scare
him. Work them over a little bit.
And they go into full tilt. They give him a number 7 with a twist. They work up a healthy number 7 on Jesus.
Jesus Christ. All right, what do you order? Number 7 with a twist. All right, bring the rake whip. And the spiky ball.
They beat him. Beat him for hours. The chief come down and say, "Hey, what you do?" I said, "Scare him. Just scare him." Well, he scared. Nah.
Look at him.
So then, all right,
y'all.
All right.
No, we're going to move it along. We're going to move it along.
I feel bad for Jesus.
Because I know a bunch of people that cry.
I'm talking about Jesus, not Jeebus.
Anyway.
Okay, not that blonde dude. I'm talking about Jesus.
Well, we're going to dive into my terrible truth story. A dead, quote-unquote dead woman climbs out of a coffin.
Like Jesus.
Seen that.
Given that we just came back off of Easter. A 95-year-old grandmother terrified her neighbors in China by climbing out of her coffin 6 days after she, quote-unquote, died.
6 days. Now, top that, Jesus.
Rising sun.
But check this out. Li Zufeng was found motionless and not breathing in bed by her neighbor.
That's Chinese,
more than,
I ain't dead.
More than,
all right, my bad. All right, let's get through it.
Come on, man.
I got you.
Li Zufeng was found motionless and not breathing in bed by her neighbor for more than a fortnight after tripping and suffering a head injury. When he failed to wake her up, Chen Qingwang.
Say that 3 times fast.
No. Assumed that the frail grandmother had passed away in her sleep in the village of Lulu in Beilu. Oh, my goodness. It's in China. Recounting his daily visit to bring the elderly lady breakfast, Mr. King Wang, 60 years old, said, "She didn't get up, so I came up to wake her up."
And trust me, I tried to wake her up.
The way she always asked me to wake her up in the morning.
I don't even want to know about that. No matter how hard I pushed her and called her name, she had no reaction.
No matter how hard I pushed her and called her name.
Justice, you wrong for that.
I knew it. What'd he say?
No, I'm not going to say
that. Oh, yeah.
You're wrong for that. But no matter how hard I pushed and called her name, she had no reaction. I felt something was wrong.
He woke up the stairs.
Cue the apology.
Do you mind?
No. Cue it.
Oh, my God. I'm going to run my dry cleaner. I'm sorry. You know what? This is going to be a great time for a break.
We're going to take a break.
We're going to take
ladies
a break
and gentlemen,
be back.
My apologies.
True Brothers Radio.
True Brothers Radio. Truth Brothers Radio.
There's a war going on in the streets. It's the war on thirst. Sprunk is winning the war on thirst with the new grenade-shaped cans.
Hey, yo, pull the pin and blow your thirst right off in that brand-new taste explosion.
Boom! That's the sound of refreshment. Sprunk. Go AWOL from the Cola Wars with an energizing mix of lemon, lime, 10 times the caffeine and sugar.
Plus, mercury and benzene for that extra pop.
Yo, it'll bring your temperature right up. And the bubbles. Other beverages use carbon dioxide.
But use ether to kick up that phase.
Thanks to all that mercury, you won't remember anything that tasted so good. Now pick up a Sprunk Thermonuclear 6-pack. Kill thirst and liven up the party. Toss your friends a Sprunk in a grenade-shaped can and enter the Sprunk Sweepstakes where you can win a real case of grenades. Sprunk, blow your thirst right off in that brand-new taste explosion.
Truth Brothers Radio.
Terror is a bunch of bullshit. Just a poor excuse for you to use up on your bullets. How much money does it take to really make a full clip? 9-11 building 7, did they really fool it? And a bunch of other cover-ups. Your child's future was the first to go with bunch of cuts. If you think that hurts, then wait, here comes the
Truth Brothers, Truth Brothers Radio.
Wow.
Okay.
Pam, wow. I have to apologize for my co-host here. They are.
That was funny.
Wow.
I'm sorry.
But,
I'm sorry. 818-514-1202. That wasn't funny. You call up and tell us.
Oh,
that was on time. Go ahead. Go ahead. Finish your story.
Okay. I'm not going to go back into it, but
no.
For those who heard the first part of this, basically, we are discussing a woman that was presumed to be dead who climbed out of her coffin 6 days after she was buried. So to delve back into it, the neighbor who normally brings her breakfast on a daily basis went by to check on her and bring her breakfast as usual, and this particular day she didn't wake up. So
I'm not going to say
the
nothing,
said,
man.
No, don't say nothing. Nothing.
Quiet.
No, yeah. There you go.
Over my mouth again.
So the neighbor states that no matter how hard he pushed her and called her name, she had no reaction. He felt something was wrong, so he tried her breath, but she was gone. Her body was still, but not cold. According to tradition, the quote-unquote dead woman was laid in her coffin ahead of the funeral for friends and relatives to pay their respects.
Yeah, glad it wasn't no autopsy.
But the day before the funeral, Mr. King Wang arrived to his neighbor's house to find the coffin empty and the corpse gone. We were so terrified and immediately asked the neighbors to come and help look for the body. But, like I said, they found her 6 days later.
At home.
Walking.
Man.
She said, you know what did it? That King Wang. That King Wang put me out.
35 years her junior, you know,
I'm not saying nothing.
There you go.
I
yay.
Can't say nothing. Number 7 with a twist.
Yep.
Then again, some folk will never lose a death battle. But then again, some folk.
Right, let me get my brain together, man. Hold on.
That was a killer.
Post H.A. Bow. Burglar popped after breaking in Cali home, eating up food, drinking champagne, and taking a shower.
Well, there we go.
What? Hey.
Just I'm making this up at all.
In that fashion.
You know, when the doormat say welcome. What?
Hey.
I thought that was just simply to come in. Welcome to wipe your feet.
What does welcome mean?
To wipe your feet and come inside. That's all of my.
I didn't think it meant make yourself at home.
Pretty much,
obviously,
right.
He thought so.
We would have said welcome home.
And then he said welcome. Well, I'll pick this up too. But police say a naked burglar would. My bad, man. I'm sorry.
Here we go.
Police say a naked burglar has been arrested while taking a shower after he sipped champagne and ate a meal in a Southern California family's home.
King Wang.
Sergeant Steve Wilson says 25-year-old Michael Calvert, was arrested at gunpoint by deputies while he lathered up in the shower Thursday night.
Can I help you?
Sir, is this your house?
No.
Now pass me the zest. KCDZ Radio says that after helping himself to a bottle of champagne and a meal, Calvert decided to take a shower in the Joshua Tree home. The desert community is 130 miles east of downtown Los Angeles. The homeowners called 911 after returning home at 8:10 p.m. and hearing someone in the shower singing.
There you go.
Calvert was booked for investigation.
I feel pretty.
Residential burglary.
Up there, I feel pretty.
He's in jail with a bail set at $25,000 and it was not available for comment.
No.
He was in the shower.
He was tired.
I like stealing homes. That's what he was thinking.
Right.
I like breaking in homes. That's what I do best.
Oh, wow. 818-514-1202.
I like breaking in homes.
How would you like to come home to that?
Dude, I would. You know what? I just don't want to come. You know the bad part about it is.
You go in there and flush the toilet.
The bad part about it is. Say you come home with your wife, right?
Mm-hmm.
Just putting it out there.
Right.
Oh, speaking of today's show will be about Venus versus Mars Volume 2. You know, we're going to get back into that. So why not just dump a little something in there right now? So you come home with your wife, right?
There you go.
You catch dude coming out the shower, but he don't want to put a towel on. You catch us staying a little bit too long. Like,
wow.
What is he doing?
Jump to that?
Hey, man.
Well, wouldn't you just be shocked?
Yes, you would be. But, hey. I would be.
Wouldn't
you kind of be a little stunned? Here he come.
But,
talking about your towels are too small.
You can see the cold water does nothing for me.
When you're ready for a real man, baby, let me know.
Yep.
Come.
That's that Rocky and Mr. T.
Now, where you keep your suits?
Birthday suits, that is.
Wow.
But I'm just saying, though. Wouldn't you be a little, whatever?
No.
Nothing?
Nothing. No. That is just...
Hey, man,
cut
that up.
Well,
you're making me feel bad in front of my wife.
Go ahead.
Hey, nothing. Whatever. I'm just saying, man, it keeps it real, though.
Whatever. I got you.
I speak in real, man.
I think if I walked in on a situation,
mad?
I wouldn't be worried about her looking. I've been shocked myself.
Yeah, I know you'd be shocked.
I wouldn't equate her looking with...
If you say...
I'd be like, what the... And hope she ain't like, what?
Right, that's what I'm saying.
No.
If she,
what the?
Who let snuffle? Nice. And then she gets.
Right. Hey, go take a walk.
You know what? Go call the police.
Walk
at the neighbor's
the
house.
Walk to the station. That's messed up.
Can he go?
Right. No.
I take him.
You got to get out of here, sir.
That's a mess.
Don't tackle him, baby.
Right.
I'll get it for you.
No, don't tell nobody. I just thought I killed this 96-year-old woman.
Right.
She ain't dead yet.
I killed her.
I tried waking her up like I always do.
You know.
With the King Wang.
Wow.
Yeah, we going to. All right. You. All right.
His name? Well, I'm just saying.
Whatever.
Yeah. That's.
Anyway.
Thank you.
Moving right along.
Oh, everybody.
Yeah, we be.
That's right.
Moving right along.
That's
there.
Right. Mugger chooses wrong victim. An
what?
MMA fighter.
Wait, say it again?
Yeah, buddy.
Yep. Mugger chooses wrong victim. An MMA fighter.
Oh, a mugger attacked a mixed martial artist?
That's right.
Ew.
Yep.
Giggity.
Once again, after breaking into a home and changing clothes.
Ken Shamrock did not play no more.
A note for would-be muggers out there. When selecting your next victim, don't choose an MMA fighter. 24-year-old Anthony Miranda allegedly found out the hard way when he approached the car of his unidentified victim. and wound up with a gunshot wound and facial injuries. Chicago police say Mr. Miranda approached a man's car to ask for a lighter before producing a gun and demanding that the victim step out of his car. Mr. Miranda allegedly demanded the victim hand over his cash, which he did before making a move to seize the gun. The move worked.
Yeah, I'm sure.
A tug of war ensued, and the gun went off, leaving the bungling burglar with a gunshot wound to the ankle. The victim, police say, is a mixed martial arts fighter, then held Miranda to the ground until police made their way on the scene.
So, wait a minute. So, let me get this right. So, the mugger shot himself.
And the tug of war for the... He gives him the cash.
And then you get your...
And then he makes that move. And next thing you know, they tug of war with the gun.
Yeah.
And he pushed the gun at his ankle and the fool shoots. Oh, my ankle. And then the fun began.
So you had a bad day.
Yeah, there you go.
Want to get away?
There you go.
Right.
Then my man proceeds to get a well whooped ass.
Man.
You should see the pictures. He got him in there good.
I heard that justice.
He learned him up. I know justice. Yep.
The punks jump up to get beat down. I heard that.
Hey, man, end of the day, whatever. That's what.
Really?
What I mean. Whatever. No, I don't mean whatever as far as do. He tried to rob him, so he got what he deserved. That's what I
that's
mean
right.
by whatever.
There you go. Hey.
Hey.
Hey. Teacher crime doesn't pay.
Nope. It does not. You still.
It doesn't pay.
You decide. You know what? That would be fun today.
It costs.
Robbing the big dude over there
in the Camaro.
Hey, man.
Can I get a lighter? Step out of the car.
Yep.
And when he got out of the car and had to look up, he should have just backed off.
He hit him with his boy and was like, hey, man, you see that dude over there? Now, I'm 5'6". Now, he's 6'9".
I'm not a big guy.
Hand me the lighter.
And we finna get a Camaro.
Get over there. He got out.
Oh, okay.
What is wrong with people?
Hey, whatever, dude.
It's a lesson. You never know who you step into out here.
That's why I don't fight, man. I don't fight.
Well,
hey, I leave a pause to that. Think I'm a punk. Don't care.
No, I didn't know. I wasn't going, okay.
Think I'm a punk. Don't care.
I don't fight, but don't choose.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I learned how to break an elbow and all that. That's great. I could do that, but I ain't got time. Tussling? Nah, hey, man. Yeah. Hey, pull me the.
I know you are. Look, you know what she's trying to do.
What's she trying to do?
She's trying to provoke me to tell that story.
Oh, about you beating up kids?
No.
Yeah, I said.
There you go.
Nah, dude, you got listeners, dog. Hey, now he didn't beat up a kid.
There you go.
No. The hashling and slasher.
Yeah.
With the ankle.
Yep. He did attack. Nah, he didn't attack. He defended himself against this guy who tried to make a move on him.
Hey,
man, you took care of him.
Just stop it.
Yeah,
tell your story. No.
We tried to get Candace to tell her story, and you're going to deny the listeners your story?
She didn't tell her story.
Justin, you want to hear it, right? There you go. Justin said, yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what, 818-514-1202. We're going to go ahead and go into a break. And if someone demands the story, I will see. Might even be a T-shirt in it for you.
There you go.
True Brothers Radio.
True Brothers Radio.
The new moon rode high in the crown of the metropolis, shining like who on top of this? People was tussling, arguing and bustling. Gangsters are Gotham, hardcore hustling. I'm wrestling with words and ideas. My ears is pricked, seeking what will transmit, described in a box transcript. Yo, this ain't no time where the usual on the suit of all.
Truth Brothers Radio.
Oh, John, we've been married 30 years now, and I love you more every single day. Tonight, we're going to celebrate. I made a delicious dinner at your favorite, and afterwards, a little something special for you. I can't wait.
She's excited. You've been married a long time. But she's not the same fox she was in high school. Tonight, you might need a little help. Let Viagra pick up the tab. With Viagra, you can maintain an erection for up to 4 hours, and you'll be ready to give her the best night she's had in years.
Oh, John, this is amazing. I haven't felt this good in years.
If erection lasts more than 4 hours, please consult a doctor. Erections lasting more than 4 hours may be dangerous and unsightly. Do not go into the workplace with your 4-hour long-lasting erection.
You know how we do. Rockefeller. Forever.
Truth Brothers Radio.
Catch me getting through your town, putting it down. Y'all relating, no waiting. I'll make your block infrared hot. I'm like Satan. Y'all feel a nigga struggle. Y'all think a nigga Luddle. Hustle behind the wheel, trying to escape my trouble. Can't stop the greeting me. I'm talking sweet the keys, cursing the very God.
Truth Brothers, Truth Brothers Radio. We're back. We're back with more Truth Brothers Radio. How did y'all like that Viagra commercial?
Oh, dear.
Have you felt this way in years? Oh, shouts out to Mona. How you doing? Say what's happening. Know you're a faithful True Brother listener.
Yeah, I'm surprised she ain't called by now. I'm a little hurt.
All right. Jumping back into the terrible truth.
Jumping back into you have several requests to
818-514-1202. My board is empty.
Oh, you're so cute.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay, but producer says you have some.
You have
people who
are
looking
requests to
get
you
going.
Hey, man. Supply and demand, man.
How it is.
Supply and demand.
No, it's just, you know, last year,
back
in February, I had an accident at work and I fractured my ankle, so I was laid up for like 3 months. And they had the walking boot and the crutches and all of that. And I had went to the store one day, and some dude tried to hit me up by my truck.
Yeah.
With my groceries, my bread, and my walking stick, and I had to defend myself. So I had to rough him up a little bit, and then I popped his knee open with the walking boot, because the boot is like all metal, like right. Frankenstein. I kicked him in his shin with that boot, and he screamed.
Yeah,
and I told him, yeah, you fail.
Why are you looking me dead in my eye like I was the one that robbed you? I didn't know. I heard
no,
the dude.
And then the poor kid, the bag boy, come running out of the store, and I threw the bread out of him and said, "Man, get your ass in that store and bring me back," because he made me crush my bread.
As he's sitting here crushing, "Hey, big guy, my knee." Go back in there and give me some old one.
And these old ladies started screaming. We got it, then they were screaming and they got scared. And
I'm just saying, dude, you look like you rob people sometimes.
You're a good brother though.
You 100, but at the end of the day, you know, you got what he deserved. I teased you about that, about jumping on the pokey. But end of the day, man, kid had it coming. You don't know, hey. You don't know who you're messing with. You don't know what anybody knows.
You should never walk up on people like that. I don't understand. How do they pick? I mean, I know why this idiot tried to pick me, because I had the walking boot on and the crutches.
Right.
But that was still just, you never know who you step into in this world.
That's what a lot of people take older people for.
But
I tell you one thing, like,
that's
this,
a good way to get shot.
Cross my granddad. Nah, won't happen.
Yep. Now that I told my story, 818-514-1202. I want someone to call the Truth Brothers and tell us how
they had to put
their robbery. How robbery went wrong and they had to deal with somebody. Justice.
Now, I put it like this, man. I've never had nobody rob me.
Nope.
Like, at least to my face. Nobody admitted it to me.
I'm talking to my man, Justice out there. I know he showed somebody the beginning and the ends of the earth.
There you go.
I have to say, I've been fortunate. I've never been robbed before, thank goodness.
Yeah, and don't do it now. Cause
there's
you got,
no wood in this studio.
You got protection. Right.
There it is.
But there it is.
Right. Now, that's the producer. We can get protective about the producer.
Oh, no doubt.
Yeah. Well, you know, the producer can protect herself, too.
Probably. I understand that. But
martial artist here as well. So.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Yeah. Did you knew that?
No.
Yeah, she's a martial.
Oh, you didn't know that?
Yeah, no, she can, yeah.
What, you got a third degree black belt?
Yeah, she can do them things. I've seen her. She can do them things.
Got a black belt for karate and a brown belt for kicking ass. That's
there
good.
You go.
Whooping ass. There you go. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Nah, hey, man.
Really? No one ever came at you?
Nobody. You know what, man? I have an easy going, like.
Yeah, your demeanor just makes sure people,
they just like, a lot of people just like, you know, yeah, he's cool. So, you know, I don't get if I had anybody who tried to bring something to me, they either kept it to themselves because it's like, you know, I keep real calm about myself. So nobody really.
Let's tussle with them.
Yeah, I do too, but it's always.
No, you
someone,
don't.
No, you
really?
Don't. Dude, you got.
Really?
Man, hey, dude, you don't have that, bro. Let's be one. Look, you got this hoe, and if you ever say hi to me again, I'm going to kick you in the chin.
Really?
You do. Like, I mean, dude, when we, man.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just saying. When we do our first.
Oh, yeah. I tell you that
that's
all
what,
the time.
It's ding. That's what y'all. Yeah. I'm saying, when we get our first on live remote.
Yeah,
I'm going
to do it again.
Live,
That's wrong.
The first,
that's wrong.
The first live remote we do, I'm telling you, they approach me at Ken's because we got the friendly demeanor.
No,
you know what?
I don't.
People gonna approach you because you. They're gonna approach you because that's Ken.
Oh my God, I've seen you.
Yeah,
on YouTube.
Yeah, I saw you when you did the FUD commercial.
Yeah,
all of your pictures.
Yeah, again, yeah, we got a whole bunch of new YouTube clips up. If you're trying to describe the show to somebody and you're having trouble finding the words, you can pull up any of our YouTube clips to show people. That's what we got them out there for. Please get them and pass them along to everybody. Please, the more people can see the clips, better it is.
Yeah. And you just, to get to YouTube, get our whole channel or page, you just type in Truth Bros 1, TRUFBROS1, and it'll take you straight to every YouTube we've done, including Warhorse 2.
There you go. But you know what? You saying that, man. Y'all hurting my feelings. But it must be true. Look, I'm a very nice, approachable person. Trust me. But,
No,
we done did two photo shoots. Nah, we post up stuff on the Facebook, and Candace posts up everybody. Oh, like that. My stuff, man, is tumbleweeds rolling through my. No one,
cuz, man.
They throw their wallet at the computer. That ain't cool.
Excuse me, sir. That ain't cool at all.
You don't keep cash in the house, sir.
Well, your face is your gift and your curse. I mean, you know, it's a good thing to wear. You know.
Nobody? There's no sound effect for that.
No.
We need that. We need studio audio.
I guess, Michael Myers come to town. I guess, it comes in handy then.
Nah.
But any other day.
I mean, dude, you got the hero, but I don't know if I could talk to him. He's a good hero. He'll save the city, but don't invite him for dinner. Like, that's what you got. You got the, hey, man, just let him save the city, push the asteroid back, and then we'll be fine.
I just saved your life. Why can't I get extra gravy?
I'm sorry, sir. We don't have gravy in our house. Well, what's that I smell? Yep. Oh, that's just my son. He didn't wash today.
that's the plight of the black superhero.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, there you go. It's
black power.
Black power and Superman. Look at that. Oh, black power stopped the asteroid. Good job, Superman.
Good job.
We get a key to the city.
I could tell you had to tell him what to do. He's so unorganized
and slow
and dangerous
and evil. Yes. I mean, he saved us, but boy, look at him. He's always frowning. You know, it's funny. You know, it is funny how out there in the world, people are really off put by a serious black man.
Oh, yeah.
People don't like a serious black man.
Yeah,
they,
that's a warning. That's a warning. That's a warning T-shirt, man. Warning.
Yeah.
Serious, educated black man. Here.
Yeah.
Hey, I like that. I like that a lot.
Yeah.
It is. Yeah, it's funny. Tracy Morgan. Yeah. Malcolm X, no.
Nah, a lot of people wouldn't have walked up to Malcolm. Hey, Malcolm, love the beard. Like, nah, you wouldn't get that.
But
like,
they say Malcolm was very approachable.
I can believe
and very,
that.
You
but
know.
You know what it is? You would have to be a strong enough dude. Not saying it on another way to approach another dude like that. Because y'all can, hey, what's happening, bro? Y'all could do that.
Like, I would love to meet, man. I would love to meet Malcolm X. That would have been like, But Martin, all you can come up, Martin on the back.
The thing,
hey, Martin.
They was throwing cinder blocks at Martin's head. So that don't. Hey, what's up, Martin? Ooh, duck. Too late. Oh, Malcolm is shot.
No. I mean,
I'm just saying.
We here at the Truth Brothers do apologize for the inappropriate comments that were. But damn it, sorry.
You know what? This is what I get for letting Ray control the board today.
Now I'm controlling. Ain't that up?
That was
messing
you.
Up.
That was you.
Okay,
you.
No, yes. Truth Brother didn't mean to applaud a Malcolm in a balcony. I mean, Martin in a balcony shot. That's not cool.
Yeah, balcony shot is never cool.
Okay, we're going to change the subject. I've got another story.
Okay, let's hear your story.
An antique vibrating museum to open in San Francisco.
Yep, Venus versus Mars.
Ladies.
A museum for
antique.
It now.
That means.
How long have they been making them?
Yep.
As long as people have needed to get a.
Ever since Master stopped putting them rake whips on. Whatever.
Good Vibrations announced that it will be celebrating the official grand opening of its new antique vibrator museum at 6 p.m. on April 12th, this past April 12th. The museum display, curated by Dr. Carol Queen, stems from the personal collection of...
Is that a guy or girl?
Carol.
Queen.
The last name is Queen.
I thought she said something else. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
The museum display, curated by Dr. Carol Queen, stems from the personal collection of Good Vibrations founder Joni Blank, who published the first edition of Good Vibrations, The Complete Guide to Vibrators, in 1977, and has collected vintage vibes for several decades, some of them dating back as far as the turn of the century.
Yep, 1901.
When they were made out of
the earliest
power.
Vibrators date back to 1869.
1869.
When physician George Taylor patented
I was pink. I was just about to say 1869. Coach rides get real long. Got to keep the missus happy.
Well.
Oh dear.
Oh, the jokes today.
I'm gonna finish my story first. The earliest vibrators date back to 1869 when American physician George Taylor patented the first steam-powered massage and vibratory apparatus.
Stab it.
Next to the Davenport. Go on in there, reach in that bottom shelf there and give me what's under the Davenport.
The machines were originally intended as a treatment for female, quote-unquote, hysteria. A lady later debunked and dismissed by the American Psychiatric Association in 1952.
Because you know back then it wasn't cool for a woman to be randy. Not cool.
She was.
So it had to be hysteria.
That's the man.
Because she kept nagging him. When are you gonna get out the field?
Won't you come home sometime? The bread's warm.
You hysterical woman.
I'm going to call the police on you. Get your hands off me.
As the Antique Vibrator Museum's website puts it, in light of hysteria's historical legacy, we can see that classifying hysteria as a disease was a refusal to acknowledge female sexuality as a human trait on par with male sexual functioning, as well as a refusal to recognize orgasm as a normal function of female sexuality.
Yeah, that's messed up. You know, I read something in a magazine one time that said that women wasn't really having an orgasm on the regular till about the 60s. That there were a lot of women who went through their life never having an orgasm.
The jokes. The jokes.
Well,
because if you take it there, you're getting hysterical.
Yeah,
calm down.
I'm going to be hysterical.
Go ahead.
Portions of the Antique Vibrator Museum collection have previously been displayed at several of the Good Vibrations locations in San Francisco.
They got a bunch of them.
I guess it's a franchise. In San Francisco and in Brookline, Massachusetts. But the new museum will give a give the collection to a permanent home. Right. And it appears that we have a caller.
Yep.
Yep.
All right.
Hey, caller, you on with the Truth Brothers. What's your name?
Hey, fam, it's Brother Justice calling in.
Yep, my man Justice. What's going on?
How this one coming?
Everything's good. Yeah, we all been in that situation where we had to defend ourselves at one point or the next. I mean, my situation was like about 5 years ago. You know how you get in the gym, you get all these deflated so-called pseudo muscle heads there, these steroid jerks. You know, there was one lane, he kept smashing all the plates on there. I mean, I'm not pretty strong myself, but I mean, I go in there, with a sense of direction. I mean, I ain't in there trying to make no impression on nobody. But he's throwing the dumbbells on the ground, grunting and smashing the plates around and carrying on. And he just started staring me down, acting like, I was something to laugh at. So I just, I let it ride. And what I did is I finished my workout. I walked out to the parking lot and just waited for this lane to come out. It was a 1-2 combination. He outweighed me by at least about 80 pounds, but he was on the floor in two swings.
Yep. Good night, sweet prince.
That's that there, But most of them dudes, that's just all ego-driven, these guys, they got a lot of issues, They got to get, they stick the needle in there and try to compensate with what they don't have, mentally or physically for that matter. But
That's true. You got those hyper-aggressive, the hyper-aggressive people have really been just coming out of the woodwork lately. I mean, you should see this. If I show you the picture of this kid, maybe I'll put it up on Facebook. Man, he's a little bitty-ass kid. And what made him
think? I think that's youth, though, man. I think youth makes you think you're invincible.
I think, to be honest with you, it's part of the food that these kids are eating. Mm. I mean, the steroids that, enhance aggression. If you want to know my true opinion on that.
I got you. I mean, yeah, but then you add that with immaturity and stupidity, there you go.
Which is fed to that idiot box, absolutely.
So, yeah, it's okay. They getting fed
to
this.
Could be.
Even the video games. The video games invoke aggression.
Yeah, that's
as well.
True. That's true.
Go get your next Grand Theft Auto game.
Okay, dude.
Yeah.
How you feel about Mary J. Blige thinking about that crispy chicken there?
Yeah, you know what? I haven't had a chance to check the video.
I haven't caught it either.
I heard them talking about it.
Yeah,
have you seen it?
I heard it, actually. I heard it on another show, but they were getting into it but a little bit about it. I mean, I don't know how we appoint people like that to be like the queen of hip-hop soul. I mean, it just don't seem like she has a regal disposition about it and the way she carries herself. I mean, it's people that have been in the game. They could be qualified as queen of hip-hop soul. Jill Scott or Erykah Badu, at least they have some sort of, a good disposition. I mean, most of their songs are just more or less relating to, bad
he
decisions.
He beat me and I want
herself,
out of it. That's what Mary J.
I mean, she tries to have the self-esteem songs. And
look, I know I'm going to get a lot of...
she's more of a trendsetter than she
I'm
is.
I'm
going
to get a lot of flack for this, and I'm going to say it. Mary J. Blige cannot sing. A lot of people
I
know, but I'm just saying a lot of, but dude, you would be amazed at how many people just, you are crazy, Mary J. No.
She's better than when she started.
And what is that saying?
I'm just saying, she's better than when she started. My thing is, I don't want to pass judgment on her until I see the commercial.
Yeah, I mean, the commercial I heard was over a chicken sandwich and whatever. I didn't get too much into it.
Yeah.
It was over a chicken sandwich and they wound up pulling it.
So was it embarrassing?
I don't know. It might have been eat that chicken.
That's what I'm saying. So I don't know.
But I'm not going to say nothing about the commercial because I don't know. But as far as Mary, I agree with Justice as far as her being. Has she got longevity in the game? Yeah. Has she sold millions of records? Yeah. But
I think a lot of that is based on trends and talent. You know what I mean?
The trend was
she's a stylish trendsetter. She's always has been. I'm not with the blonde hair, not my you dig, but she's always had the different fashion trends and whatnot.
You know
going
what
on
I think?
For.
She spoke to it. My bad. I'm sorry.
Oh, go ahead.
No. I didn't mean to cut you off.
Go ahead.
I didn't mean to. My thing was, she just did more. She spoke to a generation of women who were just talking about being beat by men and being disrespected by men, and that started this whole snowball effect of men aren't
providers, or men aren't can't do this and men aren't good. And I think that she kind of fed more ideas into more young impressionable women at the time. That's just my personal opinion. But, you know, I probably get Divine from Truth Brothers Radio here saying
what
that.
What say you, Justin?
I just basically, we're going back to when you stated about the blonde hair. I mean, she just put like a bad spin on, you know, what people expect out of a, you know, a creative musician. You know, like I said, the Jill Sun and Badu and sisters like that are more, you know, they put on a hell of a lot better show when you see them live. Mary J. Blige live.
Yeah.
Okay, right. But, okay, let me pose this question seriously, because I'm a Jill Scott fan. I love Jill Scott
to death.
Yeah,
but if Jill Scott did a KFC commercial, would you be offended?
Yeah, I would. I'm not even going
to lie. They don't have to take that measure right now, just these days and times. I mean, they're making enough money. Even she promotes herself. You know, even basically back to the 20s, there, she's like a big, heavy-set sister. But, I mean, she doesn't worry about all that, you know, how people view her. She just, wait a minute, and she continues to, you know, to make herself more, prevalent for today's times, regardless of what she does, you know, as far as music, even, the shows that she acts on, like the Hollywood,
right.
I mean, the HBO show she had, and the other show she had with the brother there from Atlanta there. But, I mean, she showed a little bit of character, smashing that brother over the head with the ball after he was disrespecting her through the whole movie.
Why not get married, yeah.
Yeah.
But you know what?
Hold on, we got another caller. Hold on, I'm going to put another caller on. Hey, caller, you on with Truth Brothers. What's your name? Caller? Yeah, no, the caller is listening to the computer and not listening.
When I get married, yeah.
Caller?
Another caller.
Yeah, no.
But just to chime in on what Justice was saying, well, actually, the question that you posed, Ray, if I saw Jill Scott in KFC commercial, I'm not going to just come on out and say I would be offended, because I respect her as an artist for the things that she writes, and I'm sure that if something like that came across her, you know, she would have enough within herself to say, well, look, I'm not going to coon it up. I'm not
going
to do this,
so,
and I'm not going to do that.
By not seeing the commercial, that's why I say I don't want to say about Mary J. Blige. I'd have to see the commercial, but I've seen her in other commercials where she didn't come off bad, or she didn't come off like, disrespectful to the people.
True.
And
but
I don't think that she would have had chicken grease on her lips. I just don't see that.
I don't think I haven't seen the commercial, so I don't know. I don't think she overcooned it, or whatever you want to call it, or whatever the case may be. But I just go with what I've seen of Mary J. Blige's on and off career, whatever you want to say. I've seen her do little dumb stuff that does not parallel to Jill Scott, Lauryn Hill.
Well, but she can't be Jill Scott.
I know,
she
got to
be herself.
I got that.
And her career is 20 years. She's going to make mistakes along the way.
I understand that. But my thing is, I don't. If I saw Jill Scott do a KFC commercial, like Candace say, I would say, okay, I know she's not going to do nothing stupid or nothing
exactly.
like that. But it will hurt me because she don't have to do a KFC commercial. That's what I'm saying.
I mean, if that's the case, I mean, you know, a lot of big stars do a lot of commercials, do a lot of sponsorship overseas that you don't see here. Brad Pitt, all these top-notch stars have done commercials in Japan for alcohol, tobacco, this, that, and the other, that the image wouldn't be perceived as cool to do here, but they go overseas and do it.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, a lot of stars just take the check. I'm not going to blame her for that if the commercial isn't disrespectful.
I feel you. But
I'm just saying, if she did an Olive Garden commercial, I don't think anybody would have been complaining.
But,
obviously
it had to be something to where it really sparked all of this, you know, controversy. But that's a $2 million check, because that's what I was told, that's what she was paid to do the commercial versus social responsibility.
But, yeah, what's your prior word?
Right, exactly.
And I mean, again, I don't I haven't seen the commercial. I'm coming at Mary J. Blige because I don't know. If anybody's seen the commercial, 818-514-1202, call True Brothers and tell us what happened on the commercial. But I'm just curious on to what was so devastating about the commercial that KFC, I said, you know what, unplug it, pull it down.
Yeah, well, I heard it was the backlash that they probably got from civil rights organizations.
But that's what I'm saying.
That's from what I hear.
That's
and
what I'm saying.
I only heard it like
civil rights activists.
Like justice. I heard it on another show.
I saw it on the internet. That's okay. I read it on the internet, and they was just talking. And then they just had a picture of her with her hands out, with her arms up like she was praising Jesus with KFC over the top.
Really?
Yeah, that's the steel frame that they gave
her. Oh, okay.
She had like her hands was out like this, and they had like, where's Jesus? And over her was like the KFC
right.
sign.
Because I know she did like some commercials for Ford. That was classy. It wasn't bad at all.
But again, that's and, Ford. And
well, no,
you
I'm
got
just saying. But I'm just saying that she's got to have people who they pitch her the commercial, and she's a big enough star to say, yeah, I like that. No, I don't. So I wonder what it was about this KFC commercial
exactly.
that she missed.
That's what I'm saying. That if she's one to say, I can do this, I can't do this, and they going to respect her and say, okay, cool, then what was done in this commercial that people who love Mary J. Blige was like, oh, how could you? And whatever the case, it was brought down. But again, we don't know. We haven't seen the
right.
commercial. So.
Right.
But the bottom line is we're still not going to stop eating chicken, are we?
No, right.
So,
right.
When this passes
right.
over, then within the next couple
you.
Of days, they're going to get over it, and they're still going to go KFC
man.
And get that chicken.
I put it like
I
this.
I mean, I hate to call a spade, and I hate to say it
no,
the way it is.
No, that's you're absolutely right.
Man,
that's
absolutely right. Because we've been on YouTube, and we've seen some. They got some international KFC commercials that's nothing nice.
Oh, yeah.
Nothing nice.
But, I mean,
matter
yeah.
of fact, it's time to get ready to go into the second half. So we're going to go ahead and jump into this Venus versus Mars Volumes 2. I know a lot of y'all out there remember my man Joe Neckbone. He ended the show with a bang, and that got a whole lot of people talking. So this is your chance to cover it again. And we got our very special guest coming up, Ramon Garrett from We Love Radio.
What's up, Ramon?
There you go. And we're going to go ahead and jump into all of that in Hour 2, Truth Brothers Radio.
It's been a long time.
Truth Brothers Radio.
Follow procedures. The crowd couldn't wait to see this. Nobody been this long awaited since Jesus. Who wouldn't believe it? I heard the word on the street is I'm still one of the deepest on the mic since Adidas. They said I changed the times from the rhymes that I thought of. So I made some order, put the new world in order with mathematics. Put your status above the average and help you rappers make paragraphs with graphics. From school days to dawning.
Hello, this is Candace, producer of Truth Brothers Radio, here to inform you of a global epidemic that has afflicted millions of people throughout the ages, FUD, fucked up dome disease. It starts birth and progressively gets worse as the person ages. Everyday people that you know suffer from FUD, like that guy at the grocery store,
ooh, let me get around.
That girl that
let
you work
around.
With. That weird kid that rides your school bus every day.
Oh, look at his head.
People that you know and love. Admit it. There is definitely someone you know and love who suffers from FUD. Famous celebrities such as Tyra Banks, Reggie Miller, Ray Allen, Forrest Whitaker, Steven Seagal, Val Kilmer, Rosie O'Donnell, Paula Deen are plagued with having FUD. Many FUD sufferers live in denial by stating that they just have a lot on their mind. But it's simply not true. For just 72 cents a day, you can help control FUD by providing these FUD victims with the necessary items, such as extra large hats, helmets, scarves, paper bags, to help these people cope with this incurable disease. Won't you help support Truth Brothers in our never-ending fight to control FUD and make a difference by calling 888-BIG-HEAD. That's 888-244-4323. Stop staring. Start caring. FUD. Just give a damn.
You can't handle the truth. Are you not entertained?
Brothers, Truth Brothers Radio. Welcome to the second hour of Truth Brothers. The number to give us a call is 818-514-1202. I'm Ray.
And I'm Divine.
And we are the Truth Brothers.
All right. And also, as well, you can hit us up at our email at wewanttruth@att.net. Truth is spelled T-R-U-F.
All right. We're standing by on Facebook, Twitter, and I'm running the chat room right now on Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, sir. All right. And here we go. Venus versus Mars, round two.
Ding.
Right. And before we get into it, we want to bring on our very special guest, Ramon Garrett from We Love Radio. What's going on, Ramon? How you doing?
Yo, what's going on, Chi-Town? Much love to True Brothers and to Miss Candace, showing y'all some Motown love. That's glad to be on the hottest show in Chicago, you know, showing some Lake Michigan love to y'all. What's going on, family?
All right, man. Are you ready for Venus versus Mars?
I've been waiting all week for this. I am a FUD issue going on right now. Y'all dead wrong for that. Y'all dead wrong. I mean, I still got my hair, but, you know, it's still seeing about 5 years. So y'all dead wrong for that.
Man, FUD is real.
Hey, did you see the YouTube clip?
Yes, I did, and I was on the floor laughing. I said, first of all, Candace was so smooth with it because I know she wanted to laugh. But then I'm like, wait a minute, they talking about me?
No,
I wasn't laughing no more.
Get me on the show and FUD come out.
But dude, did you see the domes on that? Now we're not talking about you.
Yeah.
There you go.
We're talking.
It's real. There's a whole lot of people suffering. You know, FUD goes back a lot of years. The first case ever reported was Elma. And it's been downhill ever since.
Yeah.
Elman and Charlie Brown. And
there you go, right.
Progressively got worse.
Mr. Magoo.
Yeah.
Down. So, yeah, you know what? I'm asking every True Brother listener, post a picture of a FUD victim on our wall.
That's what's up.
Just say FUD exists.
Yes, because people are in denial. Let them know that FUD is real.
If you're sitting next to somebody with FUD, snap that picture on your phone and put that on True Brothers Rug and say, I'm sitting next to FUD.
Oh, but yeah. You know what, man? If you don't look like that, the girl on the last picture of the girl, you all right?
Yeah.
Nah,
whatever. FUD is real. I'm tired of buying 6X hats. Nah, that ain't no reason for that. Anyway,
right. Venus versus Mars. So I know everybody was familiar with the comments of Joe Neckbone.
Yeah,
and Sabella Dell. They went three rounds, man.
Oh yeah.
But you know, I remind those listeners who may not have been able to listen last week as to what happened with Mr. Neckbone.
Well, Mr. Neckbone proceeded to. Let me sit back in my chair. Yeah. Mr. Neckbone proceeded to go in and say, "Hey, man, y'all keep talking about dudes and sizes, and Vahisha get Viagra. Let me learn you up about something. I have to be aroused for Viagra to work at all. If I'm over here looking at a FUD victim, there's no way Viagra's going to
work.
So that being the case, what are you doing to bring something to the table?" And she proceeded to say some things. And Neckbone proceeded to come back. And end of the day, there was a lot of swear words that we don't say on True Brothers Radio that came out. Because I think Neckbone struck a nerve.
Yeah, he definitely hit a nerve. But we're talking about men understanding women understanding men. And we got our special guest, Ramon Garrett. So, Ramon, let us know, man, how is your relationship with women? I mean, do you think you understand women?
You know what? I have been with the same woman for 6 years. I've been married one year, 2 months, 3 days, two months, 3 weeks, and 2 days.
You know what?
I'm 37 years old.
The thing about that, though, Ramon, if you remember all that, That's like jail time.
Yeah.
It's like you wake up, go to the wall, and put that one clock on the wall.
It's like a sentence, you know. But, you know, I think I've kind of figured women out because, and I think the brothers need to get some pen and paper because I'm about to show you how we lay it down Motown style.
You know what? I'm going to move
the
my
one
mic
thing,
out because I need to get this
one
pen
thing,
right here.
Go ahead, Ray and Deb. And Candace, I'm about to blow Candace's spot all up. I'm about to blow it up.
Come on with it.
The one, th- the one thing men have to learn about women, first of all, we don't think on the same level. That's number one. Women think we should think more like them. That's not true because we are men. We think the way we think. But the one thing, they like, okay, you're thinking about sex, but that's what men do. In order to understand your woman, you have to watch her. And the one thing you have to do is be silent because women don't like a silent man, you know, but you're really observing her, you know, her whole repertoire, all of that, you know, because women are not that hard to figure out. They love a man that listens to them. That's all you got to do. If you listen to your woman, even though you don't want to hear about her damn job, you want to hear about her girlfriend, you want to hear about people that get on her nerves, you don't want to hear all that. But I guarantee if you sit there for those 3.5 hours and listen to her, you will get the best head you ever had in your life. I guarantee.
Take 3.5 hours out your day and hear your woman babble about job problems. Remember, let me tell you something about Kelly. Kelly thinks she cute, and only you can prevent forest fires, baby. Only you. That's where you go. Like,
okay, Candace, is he on point?
He's pretty much on point.
I mean,
we do want you all to listen because, like you said, men are cut from a different cloth than women as far as, you know, intellectually, just, you know, personality-wise. I mean, we want to be able to say the things that we want to say and get all of our emotions and our feelings out and feel that we're being listened to. Now, I know my husband doesn't listen to me all the time when I have my gripes, but sometimes I just need to vent it out. And whether he's listening or not, just let me get it off my chest. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
So how do you know he's not listening?
Oh, you can tell when. You know. You know.
Women know when a man's not listening.
Oh, yeah.
Now, let me,
okay. We
damn.
For real know.
Jizzle turn. Now, let me ask a question real quick.
Come on.
I have a way of listening. I can multitask. I could be watching the Bulls dunk.
Hold on, Lamont.
It's Devon time. Let me just do this real quick, man.
Go ahead, D.
Let me put this out real quick. I got my hands in the air.
Come
this is my time. Now I could be watching Derrick Rose. Hey, Rose got the ball. It's 3 seconds left. I can focus on that and hear everything you told me. And this is what I told my girl at the my ex or whatever you want to call it at the time. I used to tell him, I can hear you. I promise you I can hear you. If you telling me to do something, I will remember. And the way I can remember, I know I'm listening to you, is I can repeat everything you said to me verbatim.
Okay. Now, but here's the problem.
Hold on. Wait a minute. 818-514-1202. Feel free to give in, especially some of you ladies, if you feel that he's not listening, don't give us a call. No, it's you up next. You on deck. Don't worry.
Come on.
But we want other people to get in. 630, we see you out there, and when you're ready to say something, just raise your hand.
Bam. Go ahead, Candace. I'm sorry.
Don't be scared.
Right.
No, here's the problem. Now, do you think someone is effectively listening to you if they're not looking at you?
Yes.
You do?
Yes.
Really?
Okay, here's my thing.
Okay, well, most women don't.
But that's the thing. That's about not understanding
guys.
When you were in school, and you were doing everything. You're talking to your friends. You're looking behind you. You're in your desk. You're doing everything. But listening, you're not giving the teacher that respect by looking at her while. Go ahead.
No, I'm going to let you finish. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm going to raise my hand. And I know what you're about to say, so I'm raising my hand for when you're done.
Okay, so when, you know, your teacher is commanding that respect from you, you know, to give her your undivided attention, that's exactly what she wants. That's no different from a relationship. That's what a woman wants. We want your undivided attention.
I'm glad
exactly.
You used the classroom analogy. Now, here's my thing with that. I could be working on a project for my teacher, looking down at the project and hear everything my teachers, that happens in school every day. You don't see somebody doing their multiplications and looking at the teacher at the same time. You have to be looking at your paper and listen to what they're saying.
Right.
Your undivided attention,
uh-huh.
if she's coming to you, she's not looking downward, you know, while she's fumbling through her phone talking to you about a problem. She's looking to you because she's needing something from you.
Okay. Wait, because y'all kind of nitpicking here. Y'all kind of nitpicking.
We
wait. Here's my thing. If you want that full attention, and using the scenario that you used, Devon, why would you want to open up this conversation
when Rose
got the ball with 3 seconds left?
Because that
3 seconds, you can get his full undivided attention. But right now, Rose got the ball.
It doesn't work like that.
It doesn't?
No,
but see, you know what the thing is, though? Let me say this. Can I say this real quick?
Go ahead.
Women always come in. They always come in at the most inauspicious time to dump their load on you. So while Rose got the ball on the elbow with 3 seconds left, can you hear what I'm saying? And you're like, well, damn, you know, I'm hearing you. And then you don't know what Rose did. Now you have to catch it either on TiVo or on SportsCenter. You know, women is very – the one thing about women, you got to give them their undivided attention because they going to feel like if you don't do it, they'll find somebody else that can do it.
Well,
let me tell you, be careful. That's a double-edged sword.
Well, I'm going to make it really simple. Just for, you know, if I'm having a terrible day, I come home, I'm you know, I need to talk, I need to vent it out. If he says, you know what, baby, I understand you had a bad day, but if you could just give me 10 minutes, we can sit down, we can talk about it in depth, that makes a world of difference.
Okay, does it make a difference on depending on what 10 minutes are for? Because I could see, like, if somebody says, hey, baby, give me 10 minutes, I'm handling some business on the phone with as far as the bills in the house, versus give me 10 minutes because halftime will be coming in.
Well, I'll put it to you like this. As far as me personally, I'm concerned, I can be okay with that if it's nothing that's life-threatening. If it's something that's just, you know, work issues, I just need to vent. Yeah, I can hold off on that.
Yeah.
You know what? But I will respect the fact that, you know, at least he says, you know what, I want to be able to listen to you. I'm going to give you my full undivided attention. I just want to finish watching this. We could talk about it. I'll take you to dinner, or we could just sit down, living room. Hey, let's hear it.
I'm so glad you said that because I know. If you come in with a problem and Israel Adonijah is on defense, you assed out. I'm just letting you
Wait
know.
Wait a minute.
Wow.
Yep. The prince is
wow.
Yep.
Israel Adonijah is going
black?
After the quarterback.
Did I get put on
I
black?
Don't care you got laid off.
So Israel Adonijah get...
Wow.
You know what? A lot of women let things slide depending on the man that they're with. If they with a dude that they love, they'll let so much slide. But versus a dude they just like,
oh, that's
we got a call on.
Truth.
We got a
hold on. We got another caller. Hey, caller, you're on with the Truth Brothers. What's your comment?
Let's see here.
Oh, who's your name,
dog? This is Kevo. Me and
all
the
right.
wife and listening to the show. So you know, she's shaking her head when it's a bunch of BS because regardless of the fact. You know, you tell them, okay, give me 10 minutes or all hell going to break loose.
My man, Kevo.
Exactly.
I clapped it up for Kevo.
Well, that's what I said. It all depends on the person.
So we got to clap, you know, okay, go ahead. My bad, Kevo. But Candace, I'm sorry. Leave it open-ended.
Yeah, go ahead, because Kevo's still on.
No, all I was saying was that it all depends on the person. I mean, I can't speak for each and every single woman.
Exactly.
But what I can say is it is at least, even if it does spawn off into an argument or something else later, at least you can, the men have the defense to say, well, hey, look, I know I was watching the game, but, you know, I did tell you I would just give me a few minutes. If it's not life and death, baby, just hang tight.
Well, real quick, before we take this break, it's a difference between you saying, like, a man can come with logic. Logic has no rational when you talk when you're arguing with a woman.
Okay, and
but
before you know,
no,
we're going
to
go
prevent.
Into a break on that one. I know, yeah. I knew that. Yeah.
Well,
we're going to go into this break, and we will be right back.
Let me see it.
And
we'll be right back.
Four spies.
With more Truth Brothers Radio.
Truth Brothers Radio.
I keep the ass popping like the locks on the Benz. After the after party, we'll be getting it in. Pause for a drink, then we cutting again. I'll be your baby.
Truth Brothers Radio.
Mr. Dumbass. I can bring a lot to Dumbass and Dumbass. I'm a go-getter. Dumbass material all the way. So, am I your man, Mr. Dumbass?
The name is Dumas.
That's pretty thick-headed. But nothing compared to the rich, thick, frosty mug taste of an A&W root beer. With A&W, it's good to be thick-headed.
What a dumbass.
Goof Brothers Radio.
Dans mes offices et des sous la c'est ma graduate. I study hard and save the party for the holidays. Diplomatic with them diploma and them won't be great. Because them not pick up, no matter they cannot perpetrate. And then I love the energies where them are generate. My generation is so special.
Goof Brothers, Goof Brothers Radio. We're back. 818-514-1202 is the number to give us a call. And we're talking about Venus versus Mars. We got a very special guest, Ramon Garrett of WLUV on the line. And Devon just dropped a bomb that I'm sure Candace wanted to.
Do I need to repeat it? Because I will.
Yes.
Oh, okay, well, there
cool.
we go.
Hey, yeah,
just get
the feedback. And Kevo, you still on the line, bro.
So
Okay.
End of the day, to go off something I just said, Candace was saying that men can come with, at least if it leads to an argument, men can say, hey, but baby, I told you all I needed was 10 minutes and woo-woo. See, that's logic. And when you're arguing with a woman, logic does not, they're not in it for logic. They're in it for distance and irritation. Mm-hmm. They're in it to irritate you. They don't want logic. They're
exactly.
not going to let something like art logic screw up their point of, no, you got to be wrong.
So let me ask you this. So is it really, is it a matter of you not wanting to find another way to circumvent that argument? I mean, when are you, just based on what you said, what I said and then what you just said, with the logic that you now know, is it one that you are willing to apply now going forward, or is it just one of those things now where, hey, look, hey, it is what it is, she's going to.
See, here's the thing. I've always been able to say, hey, babe, but I did this, babe, just to say blah, 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 blah. I'm strategic. With some of the stuff I do. I'm very, this is here because if this happens, I can say, babe, but I did this. But that doesn't work because I'm mad now and I don't want your logic, which makes sense, to cool me down from being mad. And then here's another thing to go back to what you say. I'm sorry for y'all brothers, but I got to put this out there. But another thing is, you said something about, some women will tolerate that. Then Kevo said that some women won't. And that's to say women are different.
Yeah.
Guys pretty much are the same, though.
In what way?
I mean, I'm not talking. I mean, like, we're like similar.
No.
I think most guys are like similar. Is like easier to please in certain.
You're more simplistic when it comes to
right.
affairs of the heart. Okay.
I agree with that.
And I can agree with that, too. But they're just like there are some women who are different. I consider myself to be not the stereotypical woman.
You're rare breed.
But I can also say that I've met a lot of men who I can also say the same about. You know, but if you treat, one in the same, you have to be able to define what you want in a relationship from the beginning, from the jump. You know, you need these conversations that we're having right now should be happening even before anyone gets into the mold of even remotely trying to date, if you ask me.
Brother?
But it's not going to happen. It's not going to happen, though. The reason why it's not going to happen because people always, they don't know how to use common sense when they first meet people. It's always like, damn, she got some big titties. Well, damn, he's fine as hell. You know, it's always the physical attraction that gets people in trouble because they really need to have these kind of conversations in the beginning because it will cut out a whole lot of mess because there's always women that does this. Women always think they can fix a man. Men never think they can fix a woman because we don't. If you are a hoe, we treat you like that. If you are a CEO, we treat you like that. If you are a wifey, we treat you like that. Men don't have the time to waste to trying to change a woman, but it's always women that does that, and that's what gets them in a whole lot of trouble.
Now, as you're saying that, then how did the term "you can't make a hoe a housewife" come into play? Because there's been many men who fell in love with a hoe and tried to make her a housewife.
Because go ahead. I'll let Ramon go at that because I got a lot.
Okay. The reason why, see, the one thing is, and I'm glad you brought that up. The reason why he trying to make her into a housewife Housewife means trying to single her up, saying keep him to herself. Right. If your girl a tramp, if all of Chicago and Detroit, all up Michigan Avenue and Woodward and all that had her, you can't wipe that up. You know what right. I mean? She don't want to be wiped up. Her loving is that good. He don't want to share it. That's why he tried to make that hoe into a housewife. Mm-hmm. He don't want to share them cookies.
And then you got that wayward pastor who's going to come along and say, "What? Jesus changed Mary." And they'll throw it out there.
But you know what? At the end of the day, I can't necessarily say that. I've seen women who was very promiscuous tone it down when they got with the one person they really
like.
That
they want to lock down.
Right. So that's what I can see as far as trying to – I can see them toning it down a lot.
And on that note, again, is that going back to guys just feeling that they're supposed to be with this sexually pure woman? I mean, if you calling her a hoe and a tramp, what if she's as sexually liberated as you? Because it's cool for a guy to be out there and get it in.
No doubt.
But if a woman is out there and get it in, you're going to call her a hoe.
Let me say, no, I won't call her a hoe because the one I've always said is fair game across the board. If I sleep with five women in 1 month, Devin and Ray calling me a player. If Candace sleep with two guys in 1 year, she a hoe. That's not fair to me because men are bigger hoes than women. The reason why I say we're bigger hoes because we can have more sex with more women in 1 day and not be emotionally connected. That's a hoe.
And I
that's
think
a hoe.
That's what that I think the fact that we're a lot easier to detach our emotions from sex than women
exactly.
are.
Exactly.
Well, yeah, for most women,
exactly.
that's probably true. But,
yeah.
you know, for some who understand what the rules of the game
true.
Are, you know, you just take it and you roll with it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I mean, you can't just go out and have casual sex as you could at one point in time and just be fancy free
yeah,
with
no
it.
Yeah, no doubt, because that'll
you know,
get you killed.
Right. In a myriad of
right.
ways.
Right, we're not talking about that, but we are talking about, I want to talk about a woman that is sexually liberated. She's in touch with her sexuality.
Mm-hmm.
She's comfortable with her sexuality. And when she chooses to get with you, she got as many tricks up her sleeve as you do.
That's
and,
right.
thing, and how many dudes are intimidated by a woman who knows
plenty.
How to put it in?
Plenty.
What?
Plenty.
Let me. Go ahead, Ramon. I'll let you get it in. Go ahead, bro.
The reason why, the one thing is, can I say, can I use certain words that we're not supposed to use?
Careful.
Okay. The one thing is, when it comes to, the worst thing in the world, and I never realized this because I'm originally from Buffalo, and I've been living in Detroit for about 10 years now. The most scary thing to me is a woman who can have sex like a man, like I just said. Sexually liberate and have no compassion. That is scary because now the man feel like he's the bitch. You know what I mean? She calls him up, yo, what you doing? Come through. He be like, if he turn that phone call down, he a fool because he ain't never going to get that phone call again. A lot of men cannot handle a sexually liberated and aggressive woman because we're used to being the aggressors. But in the 21st century, women, they go for theirs. I don't care if she sleeps with five men in one month, I would never call her a hoe. I say, baby, you getting yours. I ain't mad at you. Go get it, fool.
Yes. All right. Yeah, no, I think I heard Kevo on the line. You still there, Kevo?
Yeah, I'm still here. I gave
yeah,
him
did I hear a chuckle out of you?
What'd say?
Did I hear a chuckle out of you?
No, that was her chuckling.
Oh, that was who chuckling?
Me and the wife listening to the
yeah.
show.
Put
so
the
I had some
on the line,
time
dude.
In. She over here chuckling like she had something to say.
Uh-huh. What you put on the line?
Come on, wifey. We want to hear from the wifey.
Okay, this is what I don't
understand. Hold on, let me get my mic.
What's your name, wifey?
This is what I don't understand.
Wait, what's your name, wifey?
You said that a woman that sleeps around like a man, that's scary. I'm just trying to figure out what the difference is.
That's what, hey, I'm going to be honest with you. If a woman was an aggressor to me, that's a turn on. I like aggressive women.
I like
so,
the fight.
But
yeah.
I like
that's what I'm looking for the fight.
I love them.
Like, hey, I'm like, hey, you want a suplex? We can suplex.
Yep.
But
bring the WWE music in.
Yep.
And it's
but
on.
But let's be real about this. There's some men who feel like that's impinging on their manhood.
You know what we
too.
Call those?
Ladies.
Yep. That's right.
I'm just saying. I don't know no real dude who's in touch with that side of himself, who knows himself as a chest pounding whatever, is going to have an aggressive woman say, yeah, this is what's going to happen tonight. I'm bringing it. If you bring it, trust me, I'm bringing the artillery too. If we're going to have a gun battle, trust me, somebody's going to have to tap out.
Well,
won't be the 6'3", 175-pound dude over here. That's all I'm saying.
As long as you hold on to your ammo, that should be all right.
All right, because, yeah, don't shoot it too soon.
Oh, yeah, premature fire gets the war lost.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Crazy, yo.
I'm just saying, man. It's just because I do one thing about, like, I'm aggressive, true, but I love an aggressive woman. And I don't see a lot of aggressive women. I don't see a lot of.
Yeah, you see a lot of women who talk.
Come to Detroit, a bunch of them. I'm married to one.
And nothing wrong with it.
Man. Well, you know what? That requires a clap or two.
Yeah.
I think aggressive nature, for women, I think they're aggressive in at the wrong time, but with the wrong things. You know what I mean?
I do get your point.
Let me elaborate. What I mean by that is there are some women who get with a man. They say they want a real man. They said they want a man to go to work and pay the bills and do everything that they've been
right.
Think that a man should do. However, you know, when the decision-making comes down to certain things, a woman doesn't necessarily want, I don't want to say the word humble, but she doesn't feel like she needs to consult with him and just figures, well, hey, I'm going to do what I want to do because I'm the wife and I get to say so and that's that.
Yep.
That's not right either.
Yeah.
You know, that's not cool either. And we've got to be more cognizant of that too, ladies. You got to let your man be a man. But, you know, in the same regard, you know.
You do that, but not interrupting with Rose got the ball with 3 seconds left. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, but you know what?
Put it on pause, bro.
Now, don't get it twisted.
Yeah, as you saying that, you know, I knew a female that I had went out with once, and she had told me the aspirations she wanted in her life, and she was telling me how she wanted a dude who was just comfortable bringing the check home, handing it to her, and letting her just do whatever it is she's going to do. She said, well, you know, if he come home and I've just bought a brand new couch and it's sitting in the living room and I didn't tell him about it, he shouldn't say nothing. He should just be happy.
What is he getting out the deal then?
I have no clue because I was just like, you must be a fool.
Cause,
you must be out your mind.
I'm not going to pay you my check for what
for
you
to do
your
right
legs,
for you to do whatever you want to do. But at the same time, I don't want to just take her check either.
But
true, I don't want to take her check and, oh yeah, I had to get some new rims for the vet and. Yeah, you'll be all right. And that ain't cool either.
What you mean you hungry? That's right. Hey.
But you know what? Let's get one more break in, and I'll be back to Around the South Venus versus Mars.
Next selection here. Night shit. Going out to all you. Going out to all
you. Two Brothers Radio.
Hey, that cop's a killer. Don't let him cuff you. He'll kill you. He'll stand on your neck. He'll shoot you in your back. Stop laying down for the law. Be sure to commit acts of war. Terrorism for sure. Open our seats to see. To see us bleed some more. Beware how you answer your door. Ask Eleanor. Offers these man hunters just trying to stack numbers.
Truth Brothers Radio.
I love you, baby. Oh, maybe that's the Thompson. Confirming. It's going to be a great game night. Read message.
New message from Shaniqua. Hey, sexy teddy bear. I cannot wait to see that tight ass early in the morning. You will never forget this kitty cat. I ain't got no panties on.
What? Who? I don't know. Whew.
Hey, teddy bear?
Wrong number. I've been getting that a lot
he
this
said
week.
Your name.
Government.
Say hello to Siri on the most amazing iPhone yet.
New message from your wife. I want a divorce.
Truth Brothers Radio.
Same type game, the type of girl giving out the fake cell phone, the name Big Fame. She like capture big things, dual chip, money clip, phone flip, the six range. And seen her on the ass, spotted her more than once. Ass so fat that you can see her from the front. She spot me like paparazzi.
Truth Brothers. Truth Brothers Radio. We're back. We're back with our special guest, Ramon Garrett, WLUV Radio. What's going on, man?
I'm having a blast, man.
Cool, cool. But yeah, man, I'm just, hey, so what was the last statement?
Yeah, we was talking about aggressive women being aggressive in the wrong ways. And I think sometimes women think that being aggressive means to front your man in public, to try to act like a dude.
Or act to like a lady get treated like a man. That's what I'm saying.
I don't like a woman like that. That'll sit there and try to front you like a dude somewhere.
I think more or less a dude, when they say that, it's they want a lady in the streets for eating the bed. The whole thing, I think that's what they mean by the aggressiveness of that. Like, I want a lady, if I want her to act like Michelle Obama in public, but pinky in the bedroom.
Well, I'm more of a Carmen Hayes, Jada Fire. You know, I need some boobs.
There you go.
He got a whole lot of
Oh, yeah. Man after my own DVD.
Well, through the website, I can't see it, but I'll put it in the chat room, though.
There you go. Because there it is. Yeah, I'm sure a lot of guests.
Yep. I get to see it in
We're
the
learning
camera.
More and more about you every day.
I'm just saying. Yeah, I'm just being real.
Hey, that's how we ask you to be, huh?
All right, 818-514-1202. Where you at, ladies? We want to hear from you.
I mean,
don't leave Candace out here hanging. Come on, where y'all at?
Candace ain't scared of
Oh,
good.
I didn't say that, but
it's
hey.
Good, it's good.
Eat the chips.
The more the merrier.
But at the end of the day, man, I feel like a lot of times that because we men and women in some sense are like total opposites, that it's hard for one person to understand the other, because I think more women, not all, please, ladies, don't confuse the mix up Devon's words. I think a lot of women think more with their heart than their head, and dudes think with their head first, not the little one or whatever.
Well,
we think with the FUD. So I think that because of that you want us to have more of an emotional understanding versus I guess you could say a psychological understanding or whatever.
Well, I think overall we just want you to have an understanding of what it is that you want. You know, I don't think a lot of people really, you know, put out there what it is that they really, truly want in a relationship. Now, that goes back to what Ramon said regarding physicalities. When you meet somebody, the first thing you see is their physical appearance.
True.
I'm not even mad at that. Yeah, she may have big this or, you know.
Or a fat that.
You know, fat that, right, you know. And same thing with a guy. He may be, you know, statuesque and debonair and all those good things. But until you're ready to delve into that person's mind and really get to a place where you really want to understand what they're about.
So do they have to fight their physical lust for another person? 'Cause, I mean,
you have to if you want to get anywhere. Otherwise, all it's going to be is physical.
I totally agree with that.
That's the problem today, because back when we were, I think we're all in it, because I'm in my late 30s. I'm 37. Back in the days, I'm not trying to use Kansas as an example, but I have to. Like, in 1992, I had to wait like 3, 4, or 5 months to see a nipple. And then wait another
time. Yeah, all right. Why is she being used as an example for that?
But now in 2012, these women want to screw just like men do. They want to get it down. They don't care. They want to get their thing going, too. And like I said, I ain't mad at them. But then they try to flip the script after 6 weeks to 3 months and say, well, I need more. But the precedent was established in the beginning. We bang it 4, 5, 6 times a week. That's all I know. And now you're trying to flip the script saying we need to be more exclusive monogamous. He's not going to say no because he know he got some good loving. So what do we do?
All right. Yeah, honestly.
Yep. I'm sorry.
And Candace was an example.
He's blowing away right now.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I was a little distracted because I'm viewing the chat room here and a couple of phone calls we got coming in, too. So my apologies on that.
Okay.
Ramon, if you'd be so kind just to
No, we're not going back over that one. We get it. He's saying that, you know, hey, why are we going to go monogamous?
That's the problem right there. Problem, not paying attention.
Yeah, but at the end of the
multitasking.
Day, but oh man, I had to wait.
So basically,
my eye.
So if I understand right, what you're saying is okay. You wait all this time, you know, to get what you're going to get, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, somewhere down the line, things go wrong, and now you're feeling as though all that you've done was for nothing? Did I miss something?
In a way, it's just the fact that we have kind of like reversed the procedures wrong. We are so quick that, I mean, it's no problem. The man going to want to get his bangs on. But when you got a woman that want to get her bang on too, I mean, it's cool, but then she's going to realize, I don't want to just want to be quote unquote, the jump off. I don't want to be the jump off. I'm 36 with two kids, got this entry-level job, ain't going nowhere, and I only see him when the sun goes down. You know what I mean?
But
I want a little bit more.
Did she
make it clear what she wanted mm-hmm. in the dough?
No, they entered the contract under banging, and that's as far as it went.
Exactly.
Which goes into understanding that you shouldn't be basing any type of relationship off of just being physical.
But that's what I'm saying.
And a lot of times when you meeting someone at the club, when you meeting people in places where getting up and getting it in is the main object, it's hard to build something
off of that. What are you saying? You can't do that nowhere. They doing that. Hey, that's church. You can't do that nowhere now. But my thing is to go back to something that I think Ramon has said. I'm not too sure, but I think a lot of times women will see a dude and want to change him. Like, okay, he has the physical features, but he doesn't qualify outside of the physical. Like, he's dumb as a brick, so I'm going to just slowly feed him green eggs and ham and old Dr. Seuss books, and maybe he'll graduate to something bigger, to Roots by Alex Haley or whatever the case may be. But it doesn't tend to work that way, because I'm telling you, like, you can't change a dude unless a dude wants to change.
Now,
right.
Here's my thing with that. You know, and I do agree with you, because I've known some women who have tried to do just that. You know, they try to use their manipulative charm in order to, eventually I'm going to get them. But this is when, fellas, you have to be headstrong and know what you want in the door. If all you're looking for is a strictly physical relationship, hey, look, you know, I'm not really into, you know, going into a relationship right now. You know, that's not my thing. You know, I just want to be, you know, friends with benefits or whatever the case may be. Do that. And see, that way you can always
He can't tell her that.
I'm gonna disagree with
you.
Yes, she
can't
tell her that.
A woman
cannot handle an honest man. A woman cannot handle honest man.
Whose problem is that really? Is it hers or is it yours? Because if you're being honest, hey, look, I told you from the beginning, and even though she may get mad, she may be upset, at some point she's going to have to respect the fact you did
tell
her.
Or she can just come at you and drag you down the street in the car.
Well, that all depends on who you choose to deal with.
I'm
going to tell you this. There was always a warning sign. Now, whether you wanted to see it or not, it was always there.
But the thing is, you could tell a woman in the door, hey, you know what, this is what I want. She will ride with that until she don't want it no more, she will change her mind you know what, we
exactly.
That's true. And she won't open it up with a conversation saying,
she'll
talk about being more exclusive or whatever it is. Let's amend this relationship that we got. She'll just go there and try to force you to go there. And as you were saying about being honest with a woman, if you tell a woman, look, hey, I just got out of a relationship, I'm only looking for something physical, she's going to ride with that until she's ready to just pull the chain, yo. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden, hey, how come you don't want to spend as much time with me?
Well, you're the villain.
Right.
If
you don't want an exclusive relationship and you find yourself spending too much time with a particular female, you're going to back off. And then she's gonna get. Well, why are you backing off? Why aren't you? Well, no, because this is getting a little too exclusive. Let it go. Let it go the way it's going.
Maybe not.
I mean, maybe somewhere down the line, depending on what you all are building on, or maybe not building on. If you started off to where, you know, you said, "Look, I'm here. You know, this is where I am with this thing. I'm only interested in having a friend with benefits." She may be on board for that for a while. you know. But you make it clear, look, if you're feeling like, you know, we need to talk about this thing, or, you know, this you feel like things are transitioning to something else, you need to nip it in the bud then. Well, look, we're going to talk about this thing.
Right.
And who's to say that you won't catch feelings? Who's to say the
guy won't catch feelings? 818-514-1202. Any ladies who agree with Candace's point, feel free to call in.
Let me ask you a question real quick, Candace.
Wait, before you do, as you're saying that, the minute that the woman want to start taking a relationship in a place you don't want it to go, and you have that conversation, bam, you're the villain. If you back off from her, bam, you're the villain. If you do anything other than go the way that she want to go with this, you are going to be the villain, and you're going to be the dog.
You know what?
Stereotype.
I'm going to tell you all a story. I've been the villain. I've been the villain where I've been.
Oh, there's been plenty of women that's been the villain, but it's not the same as a guy.
I was in a relationship where, you know, the guy, he was an awesome guy. He really was. He would run the gamut for me. He really would. But I realized at a point in my life that he wanted more than what I was willing to give.
Right.
And I had to come to a place where I had to say, look, I cannot do this anymore. I can't do it. And I just had to be all in out honest and say, hey, I'm not doing
it. But let me
anymore.
Ask you this. Did the dude go crazy?
Yes.
He went nuts.
Yes.
And okay. Then he was the villain.
Restraining order crazy. Yeah.
Again, he was he turned into the villain because he couldn't handle you saying no. But when you can, when women can't handle when God's saying no, you're the dog. Oh, this is all you just wanted. Well, I told you that when we met, and you still.
But if that's the case, I mean, I think we get too caught up and worried about what other people are going to think. The thing is, you and that person know what you all agreed to.
Right.
You all had came to a consensus at some point in time to say, hey, look, you know, we're on this page right now. Let's see where the tide takes us.
And as you saying that it, we get too caught up in how we're being perceived, but women don't get their cars keyed by men. Men get their cars keyed by women. Men don't go on, wait. Men don't go on Facebook and let me tell you about niggas. I'm sorry.
Niggas.
I'm sorry. Regan.
They don't do that. That's
men
the
don't
truth.
Do,
they don't.
Women do that. And when you sitting there, when you men don't go to a woman's job and put on all the windshields, yep, so-and-so got AIDS, and he is, this happens to do.
It does happen.
When you try to say, hey, I don't want to go this way with you. I don't like how this is going.
Let me ask Candace the question when you get this.
Okay, real quick, I'm going to tell this quick story. I was dating this one female, and she started getting too clingy. And I was like, hey, you know what? We've only known each other like 3 weeks. Back off a little bit. Then she wanted to have an argument, so we on the phone, and I'm like, okay, well, you know what? Why don't we just go ahead and end this right now? I put my kids to bed. I'm getting ready to go to bed. Got to be at work in the morning. 10:30, my doorbell ring. She's at the door with a trench coat on, butt naked.
Like, let's do.
Like, yeah.
She tried to persuade you with sex.
Exactly.
She's playing the ace of spades.
And then when I said, hey, you know what? Number one, my kids are in the house. We're not doing this. And one, if I did this, I'm a guy. Yeah, I could take you right now. I could bang you right now, and I'll still dump you. But I'm going to be the villain. So if I do this to you right now, I'm going to be the villain. And why you hurting better, and you're going to use me as the example, time for you to go.
Yeah.
But either way, I'm the dog. I'm the dog if I did her.
But
I'm the dog if I didn't.
Okay, and I agree with that. I will back you on that. But if you're gonna be a dog, either way it goes, at least be a dog for something that you're standing on.
Oh, no doubt.
So
I'm gonna
be all right with that.
Because what she did
basically is she played herself.
Oh, no doubt.
And
but
you know
that's not how the story's gonna get told.
Oh no, it's not. Of course not. But you know what? And I'm gonna say this to women too. And some of the sisters not gonna like me for this. Sorry, but we need to get our act together. We really do, because the things that we're doing, and I think, you know, and what I really think a lot of women's problem is that we don't know what real is when it comes to the opposite sex. We watch these things on TV. We watch all the Tyler Perry movies that tell us what we think we want, but a lot of us are not ready and willing. Capable to handle that.
A lot of that,
you know, because of the things that you put brothers through. No, I'm not going to bring myself down to a level where I'm gonna key up your car. I will hurt you more by leaving you alone completely. and being a distant memory than to going around messing with your physical good.
Now let it go. Hey, I want to hear, because the thing is.
And you had a question. I'm sorry.
No, my one question, I forgot the question. But anyway, my statement is rather that I believe a lot of times that women tend to, they do things because even if you tell, like, to go back to what Ray was saying earlier, if you tell them either way, we damned if we do, we damned if we don't. There's nothing that guys can do. And, like, to go back again to something he said, that at the end of the day, why can't it be that, okay, this is what happened, let's just go our separate ways, and there don't have to be a car getting keyed, person getting bodily harmed done
and
to or whatever. Why can't it just be a simple, let's just go our separate
and
ways?
And I wholeheartedly agree with you with that, and me and several of my friends have talked about that. Why can't we become to a place where we can just say, you know what, the relationship didn't work with us? And that's another problem too, because we forget to build friendships before relationships.
I got a decent.
I have
to
respect
that.
You as a friend before I can date you.
I got a bit of logic to that. I think people don't want to break up because fear of being lonely.
There you go. And 6-3 are back on the line. You got any comments? What about the wifey over there?
I definitely agree with Candace. However, this is the thing when it comes to men. A lot of times they overlook certain qualities that they might think that they don't see, i.e.,
like
you
what?
Know, if you see that she becoming a little bit clingy and you still dealing with her, of course, it's a possibility that she might be crazy and she might be the one to key up your stuff. But like your boy said, y'all in love with that. You know, trying to get it
Hell
in.
And then.
Let me ask you a question, though, real fast. Uh-huh. If we basing a relationship off of just physical, that's it. We're doing a physical thing only, right? And
right.
Even though you become a clingy, true, I'm not worried about you being clingy because all I'm coming through is to do what I do and I'm leaving. So now that you're becoming clingy, you're saying that you want more without saying you want more. You're just expecting it to naturally go that way. So, but me not caring how clingy you are, because I know, hey, come in, give my hour and a half, I'm up. All right, two fingers, thank you. Thank you for coming out. God bless you. Good night. And then I'm up. So your clinginess doesn't really matter to me, and my clinginess shouldn't matter to you either, because we base everything from the jump that, look, I'm attracted to you physically. You're attracted to me physically. Why are we worried about anything else?
Because nobody starts a relationship saying, hey, I'm attracted to you physically, you attracted to me physically, let's just do this physical thing. A lot of times, the two,
women,
we already said, the body is like a book cover. Right, we said the body is like a book cover.
But emotions going to take us.
And
sooner or later, emotion is going to come into play.
Exactly.
That's
where I was going with
yes.
it, that because you might have been in the club and you look, ooh, he looked good, she looked good, and y'all start doing something together, eventually emotions are going to form because the act that you're doing is set up to create an emotional bond.
Yes, I
wholeheartedly
agree.
I mean, the physical act that you're doing is technically to be mating and raising children, and you've got to have that emotional bond in order to raise a child. Now, it's not nature's fault that you've circumvented everything else to this to get right to the act and want to cut everything else out.
Yeah, I was waiting on the caller to answer that question.
I got you.
Yeah, I was waiting on her response to my question, though.
Oh, wow. See? I was about to go there, Ray. I totally feel you on that. But the thing about it, always that possibility, you know? Mm-hmm. It's always a possibility. You don't know who you're going to fall in love with. That's what everybody says, right? So if you're getting in the act and you're getting something out of it, she is too, it's kind of like, okay, yeah, I would think that someone would say something, but that's not always the case. So I think it would be your responsibility to say, like, look, this is what it is, you know, sometime later, because you don't know where the head is, because that's why we have crazy chicks out here.
That's true. I wholeheartedly feel you on that. And I think the key phrase with that is when you're coming in for a casual relationship, the key phrase, I'm not looking. Not
exactly.
Saying that you won't find. I'm currently not looking for this. You never know how life transcends. careful. I never thought I'd be married. You know, I just never thought it. But, you know, life changes, you know, and you have to be open to that.
Yeah, yeah. Like I said, hey, I just me
I think
myself,
people
I,
make
I
relationships so much more complicated than they really have to be.
I don't. I'll be honest.
I do.
I'm not married, and I don't see myself getting married. For the simple fact is, I feel you, but it's just I see a lot of married couples. I see what they go through, and I refuse to. I would say put myself in that type of situation. But
right.
Okay.
Yeah. Let's go ahead and get this last break in. And then we'll wrap things up here on Truth Brothers Radio.
Truth Brothers Radio.
You'll get an education unlike any other. Every single day, people will try and kill you. That'll teach you lessons you'll never learn in school. Improvised explosive devices, snipers, suicide bombers. That's why there's never been a better time to enlist. In the Navy. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Now them poor grunts are eating sand in the 130-degree heat. We're catching cool breezes on the big ships, learning mad skills, and getting some.
Oh.
That's right. Navy's co-ed, baby. Our lady sailors bathe every day in co-ed showers. I ain't lying. Hell, out here with the big guns, we can practically guarantee you won't die. Unless you party too hard. Call your Navy recruiter today. We'll pay for college, and it won't cost you an arm and a leg. Navy. Because joining the Army is just stupid.
What the fuck is getting us?
Truth Brothers Radio.
Box office music selling a lot. Why is the music industry state of mind real far from hip hop? Why vote Republican if you black? Why build more jails, less schools, cause we under attack? Why keep the 4 pound in the air? The revolution will not be televised. Get around here. Why keep my right fist in the sky?
Truth Brothers Radio. We're back, ladies and gentlemen, finishing up our segment on Venus versus Mars with our special guest, Mr. Ramon Garrett from WLUV Radio. Going back to Devon here, go ahead with your comment, honey.
All right, I was talking about marriage, but real quick, we have a quick Anthony Davis update.
How's the unibrow? It's big and valuable.
And it might be because tomorrow, Anthony Davis and 5 other underclassmen from Kentucky are going to announce if they're going pro or not. So,
all right,
we'll see what my boy going to do, man. We'll see what happens.
Yeah,
I pretty much
great
know.
Great kid.
Yeah.
I'm waiting for him to throw another party anyway. So that's
right.
We get back over there. That's right.
So, but no, to go back to what I was saying, I see a lot of marriage. It's not that I don't have faith in marriage, because I've saw a lot of successful marriages. My grandparents, my parents, you know, Candace, y'all married. I see a lot of successful marriages. My brother, my younger brother, they got a successful marriage. It's just I see things within marriage that just. I couldn't deal with that, or that would get irritated real quick. Like, it's not like I have a short fuse. Like, would I want it eventually? Maybe, but nowhere in the 10-year future.
But at least you know that now, and that's something you can correlate. Should you decide to get into another relationship, you
True.
Communicate. Hey, look, I'm not here. I'm so not here right now.
Right.
You know.
Ramon, well, did you ever think you'd be married?
I never thought I would be married, and marriage is not easy, you know, because it takes a lot of work, because I was that 2 or 3 times a day banging 3 or 4 different chicks a day, you know, but I had to grow up, you know,
yeah.
And honestly, you know, this and to keep it real, because this is Truth Brothers Radio, I married my jump off. You know,
okay.
Me,
there you go.
You know,
that means
me.
She wasn't a jump off. She was the jump on. There you go.
Exactly. You know, and we have a pretty good marriage. It's not easy.
That,
she's not easy to deal with, but I'm not easy to deal with. But we try our best to make it work.
I never thought
we would be married, but I'm loving it.
You know what about that, though? Yeah, it's just, I want to know why, if a guy says something like that now, he's considered like, yo, man, you just want to be out here hoeing around or whatever the case may be. Like, I've told a lot of people.
That's the flight to try to make you feel guilty about your decision.
Right. And here's the thing, I don't have a problem being alone. And that's a problem with a lot of people. They think that you're supposed to want to be with somebody. I don't have that problem. I enjoy saying, you know what, I think I'll just go to Vegas, and I don't have to ask nobody, can I go to Vegas?
Right.
I just feel like it's benefits to being married. Also, I'm a type of dude, I don't like restraint. I don't like the chains.
I feel you on that.
On them things, because it's a
I'm sorry, honey, I didn't mean to cut you off, but I'm kind of with you on that. I kind of like the term life partner,
right,
as opposed to husband and wife. Because at least with that, you can choose to be with someone, you know, and in this state it's called common law. But you can choose to be with someone, but when the song is over and you're ready to step away, hey, look, you go your way, I go mine.
Right.
And if for some reason this road brings us back together, then so be it. But sometimes you need that space apart, and you don't want to feel like you're confined to that bind of marriage. You
right.
know?
And, man, we really wrangled that situation out today. I want to give our special guest, Ramon Garrett, a big hand, and thanks for being such a good sport, man. Shout out your show, man.
Oh, well, I got to actually run across the pond in about 2 minutes.
There you go.
Because my show will be starting in about 2 minutes. The Ramon Garrett radio show, we're going to be talking about tonight, are men really that bad at dating? You know, check me out, WLUV Radio on Blog Talk Radio. Or give us a call at 646-595-2083. Dev, Ray, you know I got mad love for you, man. Candace, mad love. Thanks for finally getting my invite.
Right.
You know, true brother. I've been waiting my turn. You know, I've been waiting my turn. But mad love to y'all, man. God bless.
Same here. Thank you for being on. We really appreciate the comments with us. Good.
Well, there you go. We know you got to go ahead and get ready to handle your business with your show, man. So go ahead and have a good show. We will be checking you out.
All right.
All right, man. But, yeah.
What happened to Kevo?
Oh, he's still here, but they still listening. We got 2 minutes, man. Kevo and Wifey, y'all were wonderful, man. Thanks for everybody who gave us a call.
Justice.
Especially Justice in the chat room. See all your comments,
crazy.
Honey. Thanks for the love, as always.
And, so as the Truth Brothers get ready to part here, we got to say thank you to Evil's World, Rockstar Games, Tyler Galato, and A&W. And as always, this has been a G-Network presentation.
Yeah, this was the first back-to-back kind of topic that we done had since we've been doing this, man. I hope everybody enjoyed it, man. I know I had fun doing it. And I don't know about you guys, but this has been a whole lot of fun. And I hope Kevo and Wifey keeps tuning in, because they were a blast.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no doubt.
A lot of real truth, though.
So, I'm single.
But, yeah, man, I've been married. And you know what? I didn't think I would get – I thought I wasn't going to get married again. I had said, nope, I'm done. And the person I ended up marrying, I did not see coming. It was a baby shower, of all things, how we met.
Well, maybe it'll happen for me, man. If anybody having a baby shower, email Truth Brothers Radio and send Devon an invite. Maybe one day.
Don't you believe it.
Right.
Don't do it. But, not now.
No.
Yeah, appreciate your freedom while you got it.
I heard that.
See, I got the papers.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I've been told many, hey, I got papers on you. Where you going? There's papers on you.
Whatever. Hey, man. Let's freedom ring then. I think I'll just go to the educated tonight and shake some dollars.
There you go.
Wow.
Well, that sounds like a new sponsor, the Itchy Kitty.
Yep.
Oh,
God, I was going to go there, but I can't do it.
That's a strip club.
The Itchy Kitty.
You ain't heard about the Itchy Kitty?
Yeah.
Yeah. But then again, we'll get into that the next episode. We're going to tell you if you're not listening to the Truth Brothers,
then the truth ain't in you.
Peace.
Two fingers.
Peace.
Truth Brothers Radio.